Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Aretha, thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
When was the last time you were in the D.C. area? Will this be your first time in a while, or have you been here recently?
Well, the last time I was in the D.C. area was about 2 weeks ago at the White House, doing gospel at the White House.
Oh, wow.
And we had a tremendous evening doing gospel there with Pastor Shirley Caesar, and Tamla Mann and Rance Allen from the Detroit area and many other gospel artists.
Wow. How much time did you get to spend with the President and First Lady?
Unfortunately, I did not get to spend any time with them pre-concert because of the air factor. There was so much air, I didn't want to risk my performance. So I didn't get any time to spend with them pre-concert.
Have you met them before, though?
Oh, yes. I have met them both. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Yeah, and weren't you were previously here. I think you got the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President George W. Bush and then a National Medal of Arts from Bill Clinton. So you've met several presidents.
Yes, I have. And I sung the inauguration for I See His Face. You know how it is. I see his face. And I'm a little tired. His name is not coming to mind right now, but I'll come back to it. But yes, the peanut president. You know who
Jimmy Carter.
Carter, yes.
So you sang the inauguration for President Carter. Yeah, before we move into your show, I mean, what are your memories of your run-ins with each of these major figures? I mean, it must be one of the great benefits of having such an illustrious career like yourself that, you know, you get to literally meet the leader of the free world over and over again.
Well, just what you just said. They were and are major figures. And if you were not accustomed to meeting people, of course, you would be intimidated. Mm-hmm. But with respect to my profession and what I do, I was very comfortable with them for the most part. And on the other hand, they're people, you know, they're everyday people.
Right. Well, I'm sure they were just as in awe of you as you were of them. Absolutely. What can we expect to hear at the Strathmore? Is it one of those deals where, you know, you kind of play the hits or you're going obscure? Or what's the plan here?
Expect to hear a lot of good stuff. I'm going to do some things from the new CD, Aretha Sings the Classic Divas. That's The Midnight Train to Georgia, People, made popular by Barbara Streisand.
In Funny Girl, right?
Yes, I'm Every Woman, Chaka Khan. So I'll be doing those things in addition to the hit Natural Woman, Respect, Chain of Fools, and Gotta Find Me an Angel, and all of those things. I Say a Little Prayer is not on the program right now, but I am going to be doing Call Me and all of those other things that I just mentioned.
All the hits you just listed, it really is incredible, the run you've had. And, you know, if you had to pick one career song, I'm sure most people would say, you know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Respect. But it's ironic that it was Otis Redding did it right before you, right? And then you kind of took it and, you know, similar to Whitney Houston taking Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You and just kicking it into another gear, you showed with this song you could make a cover its own phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. I had a wonderful time doing that with my sister Carolyn, who wrote I Gotta Find Me an Angel, and It Ain't No Way, and a number of other things for me. So, yes, Mr. Redding did it, and he did a terrific job with it. And, of course, mine was appreciated as well.
And what was your sister's role in the song? You said she wrote it?
Carolyn, the Socket to Me lines. She and I came up with the Socket to Me lines. And then Laugh-In, which was a huge TV show at the time, took Socket to Me and didn't send us any royalties, not a dime.
Well, you did, you know, Socket to Me, Socket to Me. And wasn't it Nixon that went on Laugh-In and did Socket to Me?
I don't know. Did he do that?
I think he had a famous thing when he went on there and said, sock it to me. And here you are all these years. You've met all these other presidents we talk about. It kind of came full circle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we'll have to get in touch with his foundation about my royalties.
I think we can arrange that. We'll reach out and see what can be done.
I'm only kidding.
I know. That's became sort of a strong woman's anthem. I mean, are you proud of, you know, not just is it a catchy song? You know, there's a million songs that become hits, but a few rise above historically as major moments in social commentary and social phenomenons. Are you proud of that legacy in that light?
I am. You know, where the songs may have started in one way, they evolved in other ways. And yes, they did become a mantra for women's rights, and I think it's appropriately applied.
Obviously, we've come a long way. It would be too pessimistic to say we haven't. But do you also think that we still have a little ways to go with that?
Oh, absolutely. But women are coming into the forefront of a lot of major positions. There was Ann Richards, governor out of Texas, Hillary Clinton running for president now. Mm-hmm. Women here in Baltimore, you have a woman mayor there.
Yeah.
And a number of women mayors across the country. There's Andrea Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
correspondent for the White House, major position. Women are fastly breaking the glass ceiling.
Absolutely. Hey, and you put some of the first cracks in that yourself. So
Well, I think we need it. It'll give us a fresh, new perspective and one that's been untried.
Now, you mentioned Baltimore. Have you been following any of the heartbreaking stuff coming out of there the last couple of days?
I just saw that on TV last evening, and it is heartbreaking to see Baltimore in the condition that it's in now.
Yeah, I think the president just spoke about it a few minutes ago, actually, before, maybe while you even were waiting on hold with us. It's just
TV now. My TV's on, and he's on right now talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, what was your reaction? I mean, I want to get back to talking about your show, but before we pivot back to that, I mean, just any thoughts on what's going on there? I mean, were you just, your heart just kind of goes out to the city, or how'd you feel?
Well, definitely my heart goes out to the city. I don't know what all of the facts are, so I won't speak on it at this time.
All right, well, about the Strathmore show, it sounds like you're going to be playing a lot of your own hits, but also, you know, from your new album, a lot of songs from, you know, the other artists. How did you go about choosing which of those other artists that you were going to cover? Were these all contemporaries you really enjoyed when you were, you know, coming up through the scene?
Well, yeah, I bought some of those records, but the concept came to me from Mr. Clive Davis, who is the creative officer now of RCA Records. Came to me with a list. I looked at the list, and I agreed with it wholeheartedly. I said, hey, I bought some of these songs, so I'd love to do a remake.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite on there?
I really like them all. Really? I really, really, really like them all.
Good answer.
You know, that's on the real side.
That's on the real side.
Yeah, I have never recorded anything that I didn't like.
Well, it's important, right? You got to feel some kind of connection to it, right? Or it just won't feel authentic.
Sure.
And speaking of just those, you bought all those records. Was there anyone else, before you got your big break, was there anyone that really inspired you to enter that as a profession?
I was inspired by Clara Ward, one of the great gospel singers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was a mentor for myself as well, and he coached me singing.
Nice. How did you discover her music, the gospel music?
Well, Clara Ward was the big, along with Mahalia Jackson,
mm-hmm.
the big gospel artist of the day when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to our church many times, both ladies did. So we would have gospel programs after the Sunday morning service. And that is where I first heard Clara Ward.
Gotcha. Yeah, how important is it to you to keep, you know, those gospel roots and weave your faith into your music?
Well, it just is. Gospel gives us so much. It just is a foundation for me. It's my background, and it's a guiding light.
Absolutely. Are there, those are the artists that inspired you. Are there any artists today that continue to inspire you? You know, like if you had an iPod, what's on it?
If I had a what?
Do you have an iPod?
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, what current artists, I guess is what I'm asking. What current artists do you like that are going today?
Well, I like a lot of artists, varied. I like Herbie Hancock, pianist.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great, great pianists of all time, along with Oscar Peterson and Horowitz
mm-hmm.
and Art Tatum. Are you familiar with Art Tatum?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, Herbie is certainly in that class. And let's see, who else? Vocalist, Jennifer Hudson has done some things that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, the Clark Sisters I enjoy very much, gospel artists
mm-hmm.
and gospel luminaries. And it's varied. It's just varied.
Yeah. When it's all said and done, how would you like to, when people, you know, are write the final story on Aretha Franklin, which hopefully won't be for a long, long time, what would you like people to remember of your, you know, for you as your unique place in this grand thing we know as the music industry? You know, every artist kind of leaves a little something unique along the way that's kind of their own personal mm-hmm. piece. But, you know, what do you think it is for you?
Oh, I think maybe that I gave them the best. Mm-hmm. I brought it. Gave them the best that I am giving, and a caring person. And I am a giving and caring person first, and I'm an artist second.
How important is that? There's so many people that have, you know, amazing talent, but how important is it to you to be that caring person first and, you know, singer second?
Oh, well, it's definitely important because that's the way it is. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm not after lights, camera, action. It's important to do the right thing when nobody's looking.
Right, because that's when it matters.
Right.
It's all about R-E-S-P-E-C-T, right?
And it is. It absolutely is. Everybody wants a little respect.
Could you give us a little W-T-O-P, find out what it means to me?
Okay. Hi, this is Aretha Franklin on W-T-O-P. Give me a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That was great. We really appreciate you taking the time. Any final thing you want to say to our listeners, of get them to come out and see you at the Strathmore?
Come on out, D.C. We're going to have a stomping, rocking, socking good time.